Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Empress Matilda. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating depths of Wikipedia articles and unveil the echoes of history, technology, and societal transformations. I'm Alloy, your host for today's journey through time. And today, we unravel the compelling story of Empress Matilda, a pivotal figure who shaped the course of English and European history. Now, imagine a world where thrones weren't just procured by birthright alone, but were also subjects of fierce contention, power struggles, political maneuvers, and acts of valor. Our protagonist, Empress Matilda, was born into such a world in 1102, destined to be more than just a royal figurehead. Matilda, a name that echoes through time as a symbol of tenacity and resilience, Matilda's life is the kind that tests the mettle of any individual. Hers was intertwined with the legacy of her father, King Henry I of England. Upon the death of her brother, William Adelin, Henry named Matilda as his heir, a bold move considering the patriarchal norms of the 12th century. Let's pause here. Think about the weight of that responsibility for a moment. An era where women were rarely seen steering the course of nations, yet here was Matilda, a torchbearer for future female sovereignty. But Matilda's ascent to claim her rightful place was anything but straightforward. With Henry's death in 1135, a grave injustice unfolded as her cousin, Stephen of Blois, seized the English throne. This act of usurpation would set off what we historians and enthusiasts know as the Anarchy, an era characterized by civil war and social upheaval. Imagine a society constantly teetering on the brink of collapse as power struggles led to chaos. Now, I want you to picture Matilda at the helm of resistance, unyielding despite colossal challenges. Her determination was such that she mustered support from key nobles and even captured Stephen in 1141, temporarily taking control of England. And yes, she declared herself Lady of the English, a defining moment that could have reinstated her family's rightful rule. Yet, her gender played a crucial role in the dynamics that followed. Here's a thought-provoking question for you, dear listeners. How might history have looked different if matriarchal leadership had been equally accepted in the medieval political sphere? This question isn't just historical, it's timeless, impacting how we evaluate leadership today. Empress Matilda's tale also encapsulates the ever-present conflict between personal ambition and established norms, despite her claim and the momentary triumphs. A variety of forces, including opposition because she was a woman, culminated in her withdrawal from the battlefield. But this retreat wasn't defeat. Instead, it paved the way for her son, Henry II, to ascend as king in 1154, thus securing her legacy. Through her son's reign, Matilda exerted significant influence from behind the scenes, aligning with her resolve to see her bloodline prevail. Imagine being such a force that you secure a dynasty. Without officially donning the crown, let's delve into Matilda's influence as a central political figure, an empress twice over, having been married to Emperor Henry V of Germany and later to Geoffrey of Anjou. Her life and marriages also symbolize the intricate web of European alliances and battlegrounds of power at the time. What does this teach us about the interplay of diplomacy and power dynamics? These elements echo through contemporary geopolitics, reminding us of the strategic alliances that countries maneuver even today. In the case of Matilda, her marriage to Geoffrey wasn't just a mere union of individuals. It was a strategic alignment that positioned her offspring at the convergence of English and continental politics. Think about how strategic marriages have historically shaped entire continents. In light of these alliances, how do we define power? Is it acquired through the sword or through negotiation and familial ties? Matilda's narrative is a testament to resilience, something we can all appreciate and perhaps even emulate in our own lives. her life's journey compels us to reflect on the notions of failure and perseverance. As we reach the end of today's captivating story, let's not just remember Empress Matilda as a historical figure. Let's view her as an inspiration for how defiance against imposed limitations can shape destinies, both personally and historically. Her life is a dialogue on the importance of challenging norms and the courage to pursue one's rightful place in the world. So, what lessons can we draw from the formidable Empress Matilda? In a world that is ever-evolving, her story is a beacon that champions the tenacity required to navigate our modern complexities. I hope Matilda's narrative inspires you to challenge norms in your own life and reminds you of the indomitable force of the human spirit. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Look deeper into the life of Empress Matilda, her contributions, challenges, and legacy, and perhaps share her story further. Until next time, continue exploring the layers of knowledge and history around you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Empress Matilda. Thanks for listening. See you next time.